Skyrocketing inflation. I'm Richard Jordan, Fox News. The U.S. economy may be slowing down, but the U.S. Treasury is offering a dose of optimism.
The White House believes a recession is not inevitable. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen agrees. She says overall consumer spending remains strong despite unstable spending patterns. But Yellen concedes it will take skill and luck to bring down inflation as the price of food and gas continue to rise.
Fox's Jackie Ibanez. The January 6th House Select Committee hearings continue on Tuesday. Congressman Adam Kinzinger discussed the revelations so far on ABC's This Week.
The thing I think that people need to stand out from these hearings is how much the president was involved in the lead up to January 6th. How we got to a position where so many people charged the Capitol because, honestly, they believed that the election was stolen.
Members of the committee may subpoena former Vice President Mike Pence to appear before the group. The number of summer travelers is up, but airlines are slowing down with more delays and cancellations.
Atlanta's home to Delta Airlines, which explains a variety of factors, continue to impact our operations, including challenges with air traffic control, weather, and unscheduled absences in some work groups. Other airlines report similar reasons for cancellations and delays. Now that the federal government is increasing pressure on them, there is concern that some airlines may actually cut back on summer flights to ensure the ones they do get up in the air arrive on time.
Fox's Jonathan Siri in Atlanta. A teenager is dead and a police officer is hurt after a Sunday night shooting in Washington, D.C. Police say the 15-year-old was shot and killed in an event connected to a music festival. Two other victims are recovering at a hospital. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Senate negotiations could produce guidelines for new firearm legislation.
Texas Republican Tony Gonzalez represents Uvalde in Congress and says from what he's seen in a bipartisan framework, new legislation could make a difference in reducing gun violence.
Something is the answer, and I think this mental health package may lead us towards getting there.
Gonzalez says he expects Republican votes if the framework follows through on increasing mental health funding and enhances background checks. Senate negotiators are hopeful a framework is turned into legislation that could get a Senate vote later this week. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Transgender swimmers are effectively banned from women's events. FINA, the World Swimming's governing body, voted against allowing swimmers who transitioned after age 12 to compete in women's competitions, saying transitioning after puberty gives transgender women an unfair advantage. A spin-off of one of the most successful animated series ever has a soft landing at the box office.
Lightyear lands in second place on its first weekend in theaters.
To infinity.
Are you trying to get me to pull your finger?
Don't fall for it.
No, not like that.
Sorry, it's a thing your grandma and I used to do.
Yeah.
The Pixar release blasting off with 51 million in ticket sales. Jurassic Park Dominion holding on to first place, selling $58.7 million worth of tickets in its second weekend. Top Gun Maverick takes the number three spot, adding $44 million in its fourth weekend in theaters. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Tesla CEO Elon Musk congratulated the SpaceX team for conducting three flawless launches in 2 days. In 2022, Space.com reports SpaceX has completed 26 launches. I'm Richard Jordan, and this is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.